Taking the stairs three at a time, I make it to the second floor. Our house has four stories. The main floor holds the living room, dining room, and kitchen, and the basement mirrors it, but also has four bedrooms. It is usually where the seniors stay, as well as the captain. Since I'm the captain, I stay down there. I didn't want Jaden to have to room with some dirty ass, so he's rooming with me. It makes my mom happy to know that Jaden is looked after, when really it's Jaden doing the watching, especially when I start partying. The second floor is for the freshmen and sophomores, while the top floor is for juniors. It's a huge house and a pain in the ass to keep clean, but it's home. Taking the next flight of stairs, I finally reach Alan's door. I fling it open, not worrying about knocking, to find Alan on his bed with his computer in his lap.
Sinclair, what's up?
I find a chair and sit down, crossing my leg to let my ankle rest on my other knee. Claire Anderson, start talking. His face scrunches up and he shrugs.
Why? You know I'm dating her, right?
Were dating her, I say, emphasizing the were. Past tense, since you were sleeping with some Ellen chick and gave her crabs.
What?
He yells, visibly shocked. That's the rumor that Claire told me. It's easy to see that she doesn't want anything to do with you, and the next time you see her, you better apologize.
Shit,
he mutters before shutting his computer and reaching for his phone. No, not now, and not over the phone. Do that shit in person. But before that, tell me everything about her.
Why should I? I don't want you going after someone I was with.
I know you didn't sleep with her, so she wasn't technically yours. And also, if you don't, I'll make your life hell. I add in a smile to make sure he knows I mean business. And it must have worked because he runs his hands through his shaggy blonde hair before looking over at me.
She's 19, hot as fuck, as you can tell. She kisses good but won't put out. She doesn't talk much about her family or anything. She really didn't talk about anything. And that's why I planned on breaking it off with her. I know she dances and enjoys it a lot. Teaches over at Reese Allen's Dance Academy. She's kind of boring, actually.
Or maybe she was too good for your piece of shit ass, I say, giving him a dirty look. I don't like that he calls her boring. Claire is nowhere near boring. She's fucking interesting.
Where does she live?
Fisher Hall? She rooms with Skylar Preston. I know Skylar. We have the same English class. She wanted to have sex with me, but I'm pretty sure that girl could kill me with her thighs. Since I like my girls a little squishy, Skylar is out of the question. She may be freaking gorgeous, but I want to have sex with a girl, not Zangief from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, she's going for business?
He nods.
She wants to open her own dance company.
Do you know her schedule?
He shakes his head.
Only that she has geometry and English in the morning on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We always met for lunch at the pit since it was right beside the core class building. I process all the info before standing up to head out.
Cool. Thanks.
Before I can reach the door, though, he says,
I'm telling you, dude, it's a waste of time. That girl has her shit locked up like a nun. She isn't going to just sleep with you.
I look back at him and shrug.
Who said anything about sleeping with her?
Before he can say anything, because I know exactly what he's going to say, I open the door and shut it before heading down the three flights of stairs to my room. I know I shouldn't be surprised that Alan said that. I mean, I'm not shy with the ladies, and I make sure to please each one who wants my attention, but still, maybe I want something more. Okay, maybe I'm a complete liar. I haven't wanted someone as bad as I want Claire in a long time, and I can't wait to get in her pants. But a part of me wants to get to know her, too. She interests me. And maybe she'll be the kind of girl to calm me down. Teach me a lesson about being with a woman. Make me a one-woman man. Hey, miracles can happen. When I open the door, Jaden is at his desk, his nose in his book. He looks up and nods before going back to reading. Like me, he has dark hair and light green eyes. We're both built the same way, strong and lean, but Jaden might be a tad bit bigger than me. Being a defenseman, it's